Father, Lord, as we come before you tonight, Lord, our desire, Father, is that, Lord, you would draw us up close to you this evening, Lord. Lord, we are needy people tonight, Father. And Lord, we ask, Father, that, Lord, you would be free, Father, in this place tonight, God. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would just take, Father, and, Lord, the needs of the people tonight, Father. We don't know what they are, Lord. But, Lord, you know all things tonight, God. And, Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would come down, Lord. And, Father, would you begin, Father, to reveal the thought and the intent of every heart, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would step down, Father, and amongst your bride tonight, Father. And Lord, would you speak, Father, as it were, lip to ear to her tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would take this vessel, Father. And Lord, would you yield it, Father, useless, Lord. Lord, that, Father, it can be used, Father, for your glory, Lord, as a conduit, God. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would take the bread of life to us tonight, Father. Lord, would you break it, Father? Lord, for we're hungry, Lord. Lord, and we're seeking you, Lord, Father. Lord, I ask, Father, you would open the eyes of every heart tonight, Lord. Lord, if there's needs, Father, amongst us, God, Lord, you know the need, Father. Lord, and I ask, dear God, that, Lord, you would minister to every need, Father, that's represented here tonight, Lord. Lord, we love you, Father, and we appreciate you so much, Lord. Lord, be free in this place this evening, Lord. Lord, come, Father, and Lord, walk through the corridors of every heart, Lord. Lord, would you grant it, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Mark chapter 10. We're reading with verse 17. I want to say it's a privilege to be with you tonight. I was looking back, and it's been about 2 years now since we've been here. Certainly always enjoy coming and being a part of this little portion of the bride here. Last time we were scheduled here, I ended up getting sick and we ended up having to cancel, but certainly glad to be here and appreciate the invitation and things such as that. So trust God's going to do something good tonight.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
In Mark chapter 10, verse 17, we'll look at this here, very familiar scripture. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, that thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me." God bless you. You can have your seats for just a little while this evening. I'd like to look at a thought tonight, if we could, a very simple thought on, will you be free? Amen. And you begin to look at this thought and you begin to see how that in this story, as it were, there was a young man that came to Jesus and he had a need inside of him, amen. And he knew that whenever he met with Christ, whenever he seen Christ coming, he knew that Christ had something that he needed, amen. And he began to look and he began to see how this man came, and the Bible says there came one running to Christ Jesus, amen. And we begin to look and we begin to see how that in this thought, you know, will you be free? Amen. And you look and you see how that freedom is the most sought after thing in all of the world. Amen. You look and you see how that man inside of him, there's a desire to be free. Amen. There's a desire, there's a longing inside of him. Come on, somebody. There's a longing inside of him that longs and desires to be free. Amen. And you look and you begin to see over time how that there's been battle and war and all of these things that's been raged and bloodshed, Brother Daniel, and you begin to see what was it for? It was because there was something inside of somebody somewhere that desired to be free. Amen. And you begin to look at the world today and you begin to see how that the world governments they are turning and they're taking and what they're doing is they begin to take a little freedom here and they take a little freedom there. What are they doing? They're beginning to strip you of as much freedom. Come on, somebody. They begin to strip you of as much freedom as they can while all the time desiring freedom for themselves. Amen. And you begin to see how that dictators will rise and they want that freedom. Come on now. They want that freedom and they want to be able to do what they want to do. But yet, Brother Daniel, they'll deny you the very freedom that they so very much desire. Amen. And what is it? It's a man ruling over a man. Amen. But we realize that man doesn't rule over man, but God rules over man. Come on, somebody. But we understand now that we begin to see how that in the world they begin to take and they want. What is it? It's a selfish spirit in the world. It's how much can I have? And I'm going to, if you can give me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. Amen. And you begin to see them and they take. Amen. What is it? They're looking for freedom in something. Amen. And you begin to look here. Here was a rich young ruler. And he said, what must I do? What must I do to inherit eternal life? Amen. It was a good man. Amen. You look at him. He played the part. He dressed the part. He acted the part. Come on, somebody. He believed the same message you believe. Come on, somebody. He was a good man. You look and he sat in the same pew. He came to church and he would amen the preacher. He would do everything. But yet inside of him, there was something that was not right. Amen. What was it? He was not predestinated. Amen. He was not predestinated from before the foundation of the world. Hello.
Right.
Y'all are quiet tonight, but that's all right.
Go ahead, please, brother. All right.
But there was something inside of him, amen, that wasn't quite right, amen. But he had something inside of him, yet he desired eternal life, amen. He had a desire for those things, but yet it goes back to predestination. Come on, somebody. God knew who would and who would not, amen. And we realized that there was something inside of him that desired those things, but yet he come to God and he says, what must I do? He looked and Jesus looked at him and he couldn't tell the difference between him or me, amen. He looked like message. Come on, somebody. He looked like message. He taught message. He said the quotes. He read the scripture. He sat in the pew next to you. He looked just like you. But down on the inside, there was a little thing that was different. What was it? There was nothing there germatized. There wasn't a life down on the inside. Amen. But yet, amen, there wasn't life there. So he couldn't even come to it.
Couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
Right, exactly right.
Amen.
That's true. Exactly.
But we look and we see how that in this now he said the thought tonight is, will you be free? Amen. And that's a question.
Right.
Amen. I'm asking this evening. God's asking, will you be free? Amen. But we begin to look and it says in Mark 10:21, it says, Jesus beholding him, loved him.
Right.
Understand? Right. Jesus doesn't hate the sinner.
That's right, brother.
He hates the sin.
That's right. That's
amen.
That's right.
You know, he doesn't hate the sinner, but he hates the sin. And Jesus looked at him and he loved him. Amen. And now what was it? This man had a decision to make. Amen. When he was presented with the word, you and I have a decision to make. When that word comes across, amen. Brother Tony or Brother Daniel can get up and preach. Amen. And when that word goes forth, you as a congregation, you as an individual have a decision to make right then and there. Are you going to accept it or are you going to reject it? And I get so tired of hearing, oh, I accept it. I accept it. I want to be. I want. I accept this. But whenever the word comes out and it rebukes you for what you're doing, you stand there and you get all. You turn and you begin to draw back. Amen. The amens get a little quieter. Amen. The hands don't go up. Why? Because the word come and it addressed the sin, the error in your life, and you can't accept that because it came and it took your failures and it brushed them the wrong way. And that tells
just going to mess in church and you can't tell the sisters different from the world out there. Come on, somebody. Oh, they might wear a dress, but they're dressed, but they're painted up like a Jezebel. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. We don't like preaching like that. But let me tell you right now, the devil's smart in what he does. He ain't gonna come in here and try to get you to believe something completely off the wall. But he's gonna take one word and he's gonna twist it. He's gonna take holiness and do away with it. Come on, somebody. Oh no, he's not gonna take the skirts off the women. He's not gonna take the pants off the men. He's gonna take and he won't take the skirt off the woman, but he might bring it up just a little higher up the leg. Amen. Oh my, he might bring it up a little higher up the leg, but he ain't gonna take it off because that would be blatant, and you'd say, no, that ain't right. But if he comes in, come on, somebody.
Come on.
And he takes little by little by little by little by little until finally you look out across the church and you can't tell.
Come on, brother.
Says, all right.
Good. Yes, brother. Great preacher.
And you can't tell.
Come on. Amen.
This is where we're at.
That's where we're at, brother.
You say, oh, not in my church. Well, my hat's off to you. Let me shake your hand.
All right, come on.
Let me shake your hand because you must be preaching to angels.
Come on,
where I come from, we got humans and they are ugly sometimes. That's right. I got flesh and blood that we deal with every day. Hello?
That's right. Yes, sir.
When the preacher comes out and he starts cutting me up, let me tell you right now, it's the attitude in which you take toward the world.
That's right.
You can sit there and you can say, well, Brother Benny said this and he said that, and I think that was directed at me. Well, I don't know you.
Come on, brother.
Come on, somebody. I don't know you. I came from 4 hours away.
Yep.
I didn't talk to Brother Tony.
Come on.
I've got every text that I've ever sent the man, and you're welcome to look at it, and I ain't called him, and he ain't called me.
Preach it,
brother. I'll leave it.
Hello.
That's the word, brother. Give it the word. Come on.
But you look and you begin to see how there's been such a callous come across, not just the land, but in the message churches today.
Right.
You watch a coldness sweeping the land.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's true, brother.
Hello?
That's true. Exactly right.
You watch coldness coming in to where the word no longer stirs the heart of the believer.
Come on.
Hello?
Right.
Come on,
the word no longer stirs the inner parts of the being. Amen.
Well, tell it, brother.
But what is it? We've let little things come in.
Yep.
We've let the bars down and the goats got in.
Right. Come on.
We've let the bars down. We've taken the standard. And it's not because maybe it's not being preached.
Right.
Hello?
Come on now.
But it's because the devil has taken and he's blinded the eyes of the people.
Right.
Hello?
Come on now. Come on. Right.
But Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. That's only got to be the one thing. Oh, he had this thing. He had this thing in the bag, if I could use that terminology. He looked and he thought, oh, I'm in. I've got this deal.
Right.
But yet God knew where his hang-up was.
Yep, that's right.
God knew where his hang-up was. Brother Daniel, he looked, and he says, that thing's got to go.
Amen.
You say, Brother Ben, why can't I get over this? Why can't I have deliverance over this? Because you've still got this over here that not been addressed. Maybe it was an ill word to one that needs corrected. Come on, somebody. You still got this one over here that's not been addressed, so you can't ever receive anything down here until you go back where you left God. Hello? God didn't leave you, but you left him, so you got to go back to where you left him. That's what the prophet of God said.
Come on, that's right.
He said, you go back to where you left God at.
That's what he said. Come on.
And every one of you know where you left God at.
Come on,
you know it, I know it. Come on, somebody. But it's time. I'm asking you tonight, will you be free from that? You say, I want a revival in my soul. Do you really want a revival in your soul? What are you willing to do to get revival in your soul? I'm so tired of watching a dead Christianity. I'm tired of watching dead religion. tonight?
Come on, amen. That's right. That's good preaching.
Where are you at tonight?
Oh, come on, brother.
Huh? Come on, where am I at tonight? We say, why are our children running off this way and running off that way? Because we don't show them a God that's alive. I said we don't show them a God that's alive. Huh?
Come on now.
That's quiet.
Go ahead and preach, brother.
Preach it.
Tell it like it is. Come on.
You know, people will argue the point that we don't need a move of God like that. You think I'm crazy? You just asked Brother Tony.
No, just go and preach.
People will argue and they'll say, we're beyond those things. Well, maybe you are.
Oh,
but I'm not. You can't tell you. You know, everywhere Jesus was, Brother Tony, there was quite a stir.
Go and preach it now.
Huh? There was quite a stir anywhere Jesus was.
Huh?
Because what was it? The literal presence of Christ Jesus walked into the room and all of a sudden the deaf began to hear. The eyes began to open. The sinner got saved.
Right, brother.
When's the last time you've seen somebody run to the altar and pour their heart out before God?
Come on, brother.
Huh?
Come on now.
When's the last time? So that begs the question, what are we presenting them with? Hello?
Right.
Come on,
amen. Brother said, he said, anything without emotion is dead.
Right.
And it ought to be buried.
Yep.
What he said.
What
he said. Sure did. Huh? I could walk up to Brother Mike and maybe he's sitting there just as quiet as he can be, which never happens. But you can walk up to him and maybe he's just as quiet as he can be. But I'm telling you right now, if I walk up to him and I pinch him just as hard as I can right about there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, something's going to happen.
Right.
Probably he's going to hit me.
Yeah.
Huh? Probably not. But understand, he's going to let out a scream. He's going to say, hey, that hurt.
All right, tell it.
Tell him. Well, praise the Lord, you're alive. Praise the Lord, you're alive. There's hope.
That's it.
There's hope.
Yeah.
You're not dead. There's hope.
That's true, brother. Come on. Good time, brother. That's good.
Will you be free tonight?
Yes.
But we begin to look at Jesus. I'm never going to get out of here. Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up your cross and follow me. Now that's where we draw the line.
Come on now, come on.
Now, Brother Ben, you can deal with anything you want, but don't you deal with my TV. Don't you deal with my books? Oh my. And don't you definitely deal with my iPhone.
Come on.
Woo! Let's not talk about the iPhones. Maybe you ain't got a TV. But I bet you every one of you's got a smartphone in your pocket.
Come on.
Tell it,
bro. Oh, now I got everybody.
Go ahead, preach it.
Huh? Now I've got everybody. Yeah. TVs are or that's a thing of the past. Now you get the smartphone. Hello.
Come on.
I wonder how many would be comfortable if Brother Tony stood in the back door and said he wants to go through your phone history.
Come on.
And that's just a man.
Come on. That's right.
That's just a man.
Yeah.
Think about it.
A man that can't save you.
Come on.
Huh? Come on, somebody.
Right.
One that can't save you. All he can do is look at you and condemn you for it.
Come on.
And counsel you in the right way.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
But you take that and you wanna draw a line. You wanna say no. I'm not giving that up.
Come on now.
You say, Brother Ben, are you preaching against phones? No, I got one right back there. I got one right back here. But I'm telling you, that phone, if it's a stumbling block,
come on.
You better drown that thing in the water somewhere and make sure it don't work again and get you one of them little handy flip phones.
Come on.
Right, right.
Huh?
Yep, reach in.
Come on.
Man.
Come on, brother.
We don't like it whenever it comes down like that, do we?
All right. Bring it on,
brother.
Huh? It's true. Exactly right.
But look, he said you lack one thing.
Good preacher, bro.
You lack something.
That's good.
Look, I don't know what that weakness is, but God knows.
Yes, he does.
Maybe Jesus could have dealt with somebody else totally different. But this man,
I know what it was.
This man, he had to deal with this way.
That's right. That's right.
Huh? Verse 22 says, and he was very sad.
Think about it.
Saying, I can't go no further with God.
Right, that's right.
Whew. Hey, I'm going home tomorrow.
That's
all right, I'm going
home
tomorrow.
Huh? Yeah. Well,
you say, thank God.
We're still going to be here.
He says, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions.
Right.
What was it? He couldn't give that thing up. Now, we're not talking about just a cell phone. We're going much deeper than that tonight.
Right.
Amen. We look and we begin to see how that the devil comes in and he begins to plant little things in the heart of the man. Amen.
Yes.
He begins to plant things, and you might be just as free as a bird on the outside, physically speaking. And you're on the outside, I can go anywhere I want. I can do anything I want. Amen. But on the inside, there's prison bars. Hello. On the inside, there's prison bars. Amen. And you begin to look at the heart of the man. Amen. And you begin to see how on the outside everything looks good. But inside of that man, his soul is grieved. Hello. You begin to look and you begin to delve into that thing. And every Christian under the sound of my voice has something. I said every Christian under the sound of my voice has something.
Right.
But aren't you thankful that it's not by what you can do, but it's by the grace of Almighty God. Amen. You're not going in by your merit. Amen. You're not going in by how many dollars you pay in tithe. Hello. You're not going in by the good deeds that you do. But you're going in and you're crossing the bridge that hung between heaven and earth. You're crossing the bridge that bridged the gap between heaven and earth, Christ Jesus. And that grace is sufficient for even you tonight. I don't know where you find yourself tonight. Maybe you came in tonight and your heart is grieved because you don't have revival and you haven't had a move of God in so long. And maybe you say, Brother Ben, I need a move of God in my life. I'm telling you tonight, there's a move of God to be had. I'm telling you tonight that if there's a deep calling to the deep, if there's a desire down there somewhere, there's got to be more of God to be had. Amen. And you may be coming here tonight, you're sick in body. I tell you that Christ Jesus is still a healer today. And I'm asking you tonight, will you be free from that thing that has held you in this place that you're at?
Right.
Will you be free? And Jesus looked around about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they said, they were astonished and astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved?
Come on.
And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but with God, hello, But not with God, for with God all things are possible. You say, I don't know how I'm going to get over there. How I'm going to over. Come on, get over that mountain that I've been at the base of for so long. This valley's been so long, it's been so deep. I tell you tonight that if there's a deep calling to the deep, then there's a deep somewhere to respond. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left his house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake of the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren. I'm sorry, I've skipped some. But he shall... Back up to verse 30, I'm sorry. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mother and children and lands with persecution of this world and in this world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. You're not a child of bondage.
Right.
Well, I'm not a child of bondage.
That's right. Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Come on. It's good, brother. Hallelujah.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Right.
Whatever that thing is that you've struggled with. Young person, whatever that thing is, I'm telling you that these young people tonight, they deal with things that you and I never dealt with.
Amen. Right.
They deal with things that with battles that we can't understand because that devil, he changes with every... Come on. He changes his tactics with every generation that'll come because let me tell you something, some things that have got me won't get them.
Right, right.
And some of the things that would have got them wouldn't get me. Amen. But you begin to look and you begin to see how that they battle drugs and come on somebody.
Right.
They battle women. Yep.
Right.
They battle premarital sex.
Yep.
Right. Oh, come on somebody, that's a big one there.
Yep.
They battle that premarital sex because let me tell you something, they're all looking for acceptance.
Yep, right.
Right.
Young lady, don't you ever give over to that.
Right.
Young woman, don't sell yourself short like that.
Right.
You're worth so much more than that.
Exactly right.
Young lady, you've got a husband somewhere that'll love you and he'll cherish you. Don't sell yourself short. Don't let the devil deceive you and say, I want to be accepted, because let me tell you, everybody wants to be accepted. I want to be accepted.
Sure.
That's right.
I want to be accepted. I want people to like me.
Yeah, you're right.
You want to be accepted, but don't let that devil say that you've got to do this to be accepted. Let me tell you, it's a lie of the devil.
Right.
And he's trying to take your life and he's trying to ruin it. Come on, I'm just coming home. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I'm just coming home. I'm not one of these preachers that I let all the pastors do their thing and then I do my thing.
Uh-huh.
You can leave that however you want to leave that. But understand, you look and you begin to see how that is the demand of the world today. Everything is sex.
Yep, come on.
I know that's flat, and I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry, but that is what it is. You know, we've gotten so where we want to sugarcoat everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we want the preacher to pet our ears. No, I'm not into that.
No. Nope.
You tell me how it is, preacher.
Right.
Hello?
Through it, brother.
You tell me how, like I said at home, I said, look, I said, you want the preacher to preach in parables. I'm tired of preaching in parables. Sin, sin.
Right, right.
Wrong's wrong and right's right.
Come on,
somebody. We're too far down the road. We're too late in the game to be playing tiddlywink. We got to get serious with this thing. And we've got to hit that devil with everything we've got. Come on, somebody. And we've got to preach the word without fear, without favor. Oh, I'm scared it's going to offend this one. I'm scared. there is going to offend that one. You use wisdom, but you preach the gospel and the gospel only. And let me tell you right now, if they are offended by it, if your spirit is right,
come on,
somebody. I'm a firm believer. You can preach anything you want as long as you preach it in love and humility. You can preach anything that you want.
That's right.
But we've gotten so scared.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
All right. Tell it like it is.
What Rob said is, it's weak, it's spineless preachers.
Right.
That's what he said.
Truth. He said it's spineless preachers that won't tell it how it is.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing. It's not verbatim because I don't have it in front of me.
All right. That's it,
brother. But he says it's spineless preachers.
Sure did.
Huh? You look at all the nominal world out there today. Oh, everything's Jesus loves you, and nobody's going to hell. I'm telling you, somebody's going to hell.
Yeah, that's
right,
brother.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't know. Come on.
Huh? But they want to, and I understand those things. That you know, you've got to use wisdom.
That's right.
You've got to use wisdom. You don't go in there and tear the place to apart.
No.
Understand.
Yeah,
but you've got to use that wisdom because love is corrective.
That's right.
Right.
Love comes and it kind of, what was it in that vision? Brother Brown said, he said in the last day he seen that bride getting out of step and he began to scream out, get back in line.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if it, maybe it's just in Moundville, I don't know. But that devil's a very real devil.
Sure.
Yes, he is.
Huh? Maybe it's just in some of the others, maybe it don't happen in Van Buren. But I'm pretty sure it does. I'm pretty sure that I'm preaching to a many member bride body. Amen. Amen. And you begin to look and you begin to see how the enemy's taken and he's weakened the pulpits. He's weakened them in such a way, and the people there they want to be petted. But now it's time to take the sugar off of the thing and just preach the word. But you look and you sit, look at Hollywood, and you look at the billboards, and you look at the internet, and you look at anything, and it's all centered around sex.
Right,
brother.
Isn't that funny how that it's centered around that? Huh? Isn't it funny how it's a woman? It's always a woman's body. Come on, somebody. It's always, oh my. Isn't that funny how that works?
Come on.
Huh? Like Brother Ram said, he said, if the apples made a woman realize she was naked, pass the apples again. But that is, it's not ironic that it's all based around those things. Because let me tell you right now, you know and I know that the original sin was the relationship between two.
That's right.
And that thing has continued down through time. And you watch everything centered around the woman.
Right, brother.
Huh? The woman's got more rights than the man.
Back on, brother.
The woman's got more rights than the man. You look and you begin to see. You begin to see how that Brother Brown said, he said he had that vision, how the underneath clothes would come to the outside.
Yeah.
Where are we at today?
Right.
Now they've went further than that.
Uh-huh.
I had a debate with, or not a debate, because I don't debate. But, I won't debate nobody.
No.
I'll have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not up for debate.
No.
That's right.
You know, I'm not going to. Now, I've sat around table after table with preacher after preacher, and you watch them, and they get to talking.
And
you know, I that's fine.
Come on.
But they'll get to talking, and that's great. That's cool. But I'll always kind of set back. I don't want drawn into that thing, because let me tell you something. It don't matter. At some point, you're going to come upon a place where you disagree.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. There ain't one person in here that's going to see everything exactly the way I see it. I'm not going to see everything the way Brother Daniel sees it. Brother Daniel might see something one way, but let me tell you right now, he's entitled to that. And I'm entitled to mine. But we ought to be able to shake hands and still love one another. But you watch it and you begin to see how the division, this church won't fellowship with that church because they don't let, they think this. And this church won't fellowship with that church because they think that's nonsense.
Yeah.
That's a devil of division that's got in there and he's taking the bride. Hello?
Yep.
And he's taking her and he's split her up.
Right.
You've got this church against this church. It's enmity.
Come on.
But you sit there and you watch them and they'll get to going back and forth, and before you know it, they get to going. And Brother Eric told me, he said, when I first started, he looked at me and pulled me off and he said, look, he said, whenever you go out, he said, you're going to have many different people pulling on you this way and that way. He said, but don't ever debate this word. That's been the best advice I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's kept me out of so many confrontations. It ain't funny.
Right.
Amen. But you sit there and people, I don't know, you don't know what they think of you, and it don't really matter. Amen. But you sit there and I don't get pulled into those things, and that's why. That's the reason, because I'm not looking. I don't need to preach to you over a dinner table what I believe. God gives us pulpits to do that in. Amen. God gives us a place, amen, to be able to do those things. And you begin to look and you begin to see how that causes division and strife amongst the brethren. But anyhow, I was talking to a Baptist brother, very good brother. We got a very good relationship one with another. We were talking and we go back and forth, you know, what about this? I'm proving him wrong, he's proving me wrong, in good fun.
Right, that's right.
You know, neither one of us is confrontational at all. You know, I do believe what I believe and he believes what he believes. But he said, he was on me one day, he said, Ben, why you make your women wear them dresses all the time? I looked at him and I said, hey, why you let your women run around naked on the beaches all the time? He goes, whoa! I said, hey, you asked me, I'm asking you.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'd just soon have mine covered. I don't need her out there exposed to every man out there. I said, but now I'd like you to answer my question. Why you let your women run around naked on the beaches? He goes, well, they do, I don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? I said, you know what it is? I said, you Baptists are scared to preach it the way it is. And he goes, oh, whatever, you know, and we went back and forth. But it's the truth. You look and you see, what is it? The denominations are scared to call that thing out because what happens? The attendance goes way down.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. It cuts the money off.
Sure would.
But they get so bound up and bound and they're in bondage. Amen. But the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's right.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Once you were set free, hello, you were set free before the foundation of the world. Amen. Where were you whenever he laid the foundation of the world? I was in Christ Jesus. When he said, let there be, where was I? I was. I was already. I've always been eternal.
Right.
Hello?
Amen. That's right. That's it, brother.
I've always been eternal. I've never been. You say, you know, people take and they put so much emphasis on this.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Yeah,
they get up every morning, Brother Mike, and they say, oh, why ain't you perfect yet? Why ain't you? Why did you make a mistake? Well, you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and came into the world speaking lies.
That's right.
Huh? And I believe that whenever God comes in and that rebirth, that new birth happens, I believe that it goes from the inside out. I know that.
Right.
But understand, it doesn't matter. Your flesh is still born in sin, shaped in iniquity. I want to know, how many of you want to take your body over there?
No.
I woke up this morning and I hurt. You say you're too young to hurt. Well, I do. But I woke up this morning and I hurt. I don't want to take this old thing over there.
No.
It's going back to the dust from which it was created.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But he's not coming back for this, Brother Tony.
Right, come on.
He's coming back for that spirit down on the inside, which is what? Christ Jesus.
Yep.
Right.
Himself.
Word.
The Lord. Hello?
Amen.
But you get up and you say, why ain't you delivered? This ain't going to be.
Right.
This is your hang up. Right here.
Right, that's right.
Hello. Right here. I don't care how cute you think you are. I don't think some of you ain't cute at all. Huh? This ain't cute, okay? I don't care how cute you think you are. I don't care how big muscles and things are right there in them are cannons. Huh? I don't care how big the muscles are. It doesn't matter. Huh? It's going back to the earth from which it was created. But whenever this falls, this is the devil's inheritance.
Right.
I said this is the devil's inheritance.
Right.
It's his. Because this is controlled by the mind. And Brother Branham said, he said, God took the heart.
Yep.
Hello. And the devil took the mind.
Right.
Because he knew that he could dictate by the mind.
Right.
But God knew that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Right.
Huh?
That's who he really is. That's where the soul of the man lies.
Yep. Right.
God says, hey, you can have the temple. Huh? Is that all right? I'm not off in left field. I ain't preaching nothing hooky spooky. Y'all kind of getting walls up here. Let's just take them back down, okay? Get off of me. You're heavy. Tired of carrying you. Huh? But what was it? That was the devil's inheritance. It's his. He can have it.
Right.
But this isn't who you are.
Right.
This isn't the manifestation of sons.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Come on. Come on now. That's good stuff,
though. I want to go somewhere, but I won't.
All right.
Preach, buddy.
But we look at it and we say, understand, whenever this fails, you take and you crucify and you, hey man, hey, I'm preaching to you grace, 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 grace. And if you don't need grace, well, I appreciate you, but I need grace.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I need a lot of it, because before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to make another mistake, Brother Daniel, in this flesh. But I never sinned. I never, the real me never done it in the first place. The real me said, amen, is quick to repent.
Amen.
Amen. You look and you begin to watch, and that devil takes it. And he says, look what you done. How can you do that? Failing to show you that it was him that done it.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Huh?
That's good stuff, brother.
Failing to show you that it was him that made you do it. It was him that done it.
Right.
That's it.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
That's good stuff.
But you begin to look and they you put so much stock in it. Let me tell you right now, young man, young woman, you will make mistakes.
Right.
But your mistakes does not define who you are.
That's right.
Your mistakes do not define who you are.
Uh-huh.
Understand, young man, you're only have decisions to make someday, and you'll make wrong decisions at some point. But that decision doesn't define who you are.
Right.
Hello?
Right.
But you begin to look and you put so much stock in this thing. And this thing is going back to the dust from which it came from. But God's coming back for a many-membered right body. And He's coming back for His literal life. He's coming back. Hello? He's coming back for His own self. It's God coming to God. Amen. It's God. What is it? That life down on the inside. Amen. That seed that laid there before the foundation of the world. It comes to life in the presence of the S-O-N. Amen. And that sun begins to brood over it. And it comes to life. What is it? Down on the inside, that sun, that it begins to identify. What was it? You heard the scream of the eagle.
Amen.
You heard the scream of that eagle, and whenever that eagle come by, and it said, come out of her! Something on the inside of your soul began to identify with that. and it began to pull you up a little higher. That little eagle, Brother Branham said, he said that little eagle down there in that chicken yard. Yeah. He said he was a part of the chickens. He was down inside of there. He would rub shoulders with the chickens. Hello. He was down there and he looked and he began to say, hey, I don't belong here, Brother Daniel. He looked and he began to say, hey, something's different. I don't do those things. I can't be comfortable in this place. And all of a sudden he said one day he heard that scream of that eagle, and all of a sudden there was something down there that identified with that up there, and it began, amen, and it began to identify, and something inside of him looked up and said, that's what I am.
Amen. Amen.
Not down here pecking around.
Uh-huh.
In Laodicea. Hello?
That's right. That's right.
And something began to identify. What was it? It was that life down on the inside identified with the life. It was Christ identifying with Christ. Amen. It was a communication. It was a love language. That begin to be declared. And what was it? I can go up to my wife and I can wrap my arms around her and I can give her a kiss in public, and there's those that'll stand around you and say, that is so nasty. Yeah. Some of y'all try it. And they'll stand there and they'll go, oh, gross. And they'll look at it and they'll say, what is that and what is it? See, they're not a part of that. They don't understand that there's a language going on between her and I. Hello?
Yep.
There's a language going on between her and I that they're not a part of. They can't identify with that.
Right.
And they look at it and you look at the world. And after Brother Adams came out and he preached him seals, amen, yep, you begin to see how that the world couldn't no longer identify. Huh?
Right.
You watch how the message begin to change. And then you begin to see everybody would follow up for the signs and the wonders, because it was great and it was wonderful. But whenever the word came out and they begin to declare who we are, then you begin, they begin to fall off like fleas.
That's right.
Why? Because they couldn't identify with that. Why? Because there wasn't a seed of life inside of
them. Right.
Amen? Is that all right?
That's right.
Oh, mercy. You know, you study and you get scriptures and you don't use half of them. Seems like, or I don't. I get to going and end up with half of it left, seems like. Verse 2 says, in Galatians it says, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become none effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Let me tell you, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. You can't live to the law.
Right.
You can't do it. I can't do it.
Right.
You can't abide by the law.
Right.
You're only going by one thing, and that's grace.
Yeah. Right.
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. What did he say? When I return, will I find what? Faith. We'll try to find a spot to close here. I don't know where time went. He says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? What hindered you? Where'd you get off at? Where'd you lose your joy? Where'd you lose that zeal, Brother Daniel, that you once had? Huh? You know, you look and you. What did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not unto him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just a little slant of the word, it'll hinder faith. If you compromise just a little bit, it'll hinder the faith. Look, what did Satan do when he came to Eve? He didn't change the word, but by one word. He wasn't blatant how he came in.
Right.
It wasn't blatant. And you say, how did I end up where I'm at? Little by little.
That's right.
By little.
That's right.
You let him take this away. And you let him put this in there. And little by little, he's effectively disarmed you. Huh? Where do you find yourself at tonight? I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then in this offense if the cross ceased. Then is the offense if the cross ceased. I would that they that were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. There comes a point where you can make grace disgrace. That goes back to every little thing goes in the church, brothers and sisters. Where do you draw the line at? Where do we say enough is enough and we've got to come back to the Word? Huh? We're okay as long as the Word doesn't come and correct us. Have you ever noticed that? If people can sit there and they can take it until the Word comes and it corrects the error, and then the first thing they do is they get mad.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But their spirit is wrong. Right. If it was delivered right. Hello? If it was delivered right, then the Spirit is one. Amen. Will you be free tonight? I don't know where you find yourself tonight. Maybe you walked in, and we're going to bring it down to an end here. Maybe you walked in tonight and you've lost your joy. I tell you that the joy giver is here tonight. Maybe tonight you've lost your peace. I tell you that the Prince of Peace is amongst us tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you need healing in your body. I tell you, He's here to heal your body tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you want to see your loved one saved. I tell you, He's still a Savior tonight. Whatever you came in, maybe you were bound. You're bound, but I tell you, you can be free tonight. But it's according to what you're willing to do to get it. Hello?
Amen.
You say, well, people are so scared to let go. You know, I'm scared to let go sometimes because I know that if I've got it, you're the same way. You think that you can control it and you're scared to let it go. Because what you've essentially done is you've taken and you've said, I am powerless. Hello? That's what you've essentially done. Whenever you take it and you let it go, you say, I'm powerless. You can take and you can say, you can fight it all you want, but you've got to let it go. You've got to put it in the hands of the Master. But that's hard for the human nature to do, isn't it? That's hard for the human nature to do, but it's a requirement. You've got to lay it down. Stand with your feet tonight. Will you be free tonight? Let's bow our hearts tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you tonight, Lord, we know, Father, that you're here, Lord, because your word declared it, Father.
Lord, and you said, Father, where two or three are gathered, Lord, there you be right in their midst, Lord. Father, we know, dear God, that, Lord, you are a ever-present help, Father, in the time of need, Lord. Lord, and we come before you, Father, Lord, I don't know, Father, why you laid this on our heart, Lord, but God, for some reason, Lord, this is the way we felt to go, Lord, and we know, Father, that, Lord, you said your word would not return to you void, Lord, but it would accomplish that, Father, that it was intended to do, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that, Lord, you would come by, Lord, and, Father, would you take these people, Father, and, Lord, would you just stir them up, Father. Lord, stir up your word, Father, in their heart, Lord, that, Father, they would be able to grasp a hold of every promise, Lord, that they have need of, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that, Lord, you would just move, Father, in a mighty way tonight, Lord, as we've preached your word, Father, we've sang, Father. And, Lord, now we ask, Father, that, Lord, your presence, Lord, would just fall, Father, amongst us, Lord. Lord, as we worship you for just a little while tonight, Lord. Lord, we know, Father, that the enemy would do anything that he could to hinder the service, Lord. But, God, we defy him, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, and we speak freedom, Father, to every soul, Father, that's here, Lord. To every heart that would find themselves in bondage, in a prison, Father. Lord, that they're in a prison, Lord, locked up, Father. Lord, and they don't see no way out, God. Lord, you're standing there all the time, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that, Lord, they would press their way, Father, into the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Lord, they would press their way, Father, into the presence of Almighty God. Lord, we realize, Father, that, Lord, if we don't get what we have need of, Father, Lord, it's nobody's fault, Father, but our own, Lord. Lord, for we realize that, God, we only get, Father, Father, what we put in, Lord. Lord, and if we don't put nothing in, God, then we can't extract, dear God. But, Lord, I'm asking, God, tonight, Lord, if there would be one, Lord, that would say, I need a refilling of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, may they begin, Father, to put in, Lord. May they begin to say, Abba, Father. Lord, would they scream out, Lord, come, Father, and fill this vessel once again, Lord. Father, if revival fire would strike, Lord, may it begin, Father, with one tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, you would step down, Father, and, Lord, may we pull that presence down amongst us, Lord. Lord, may we pull, Father, may we press, Lord. We know, Father, you'll go where you're welcome, Lord. And, Lord, I'm asking, dear God, that, Lord, you would fall amongst your people tonight, Lord. I know there's needs amongst us, there's hurting hearts, Lord, but, Lord, I know you're able, Lord, to come, Lord, and you're able to speak peace tonight. You're able to speak understanding. Lord, maybe there's one here tonight that would say, Lord, I need a special touch from you tonight. Lord, I know that you can do it tonight, God. Lord, use them tonight, Father. Lord, may they press, Father, into the kingdom of heaven, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that's a sweet presence, Lord. Oh, Lord, if you'll worship him tonight, saints, he says, I inhabit the praises of my people. Why don't we just worship him tonight?
Oh, my Father. Eternal life. He knew he didn't have it. And he he came before the most awesome gift that ever walked the earth.
Amen.
And Jesus loved him and told him what he needed to hear.
Right, exactly right.
And so Brother Branham, right at the end, and basically what he's saying, Brother Branham's saying to us, he says, look, Christ has corrected the problem with the churches. What's your attitude going to be to it?
Right.
What are we going to do with what God has given us?
Oh, Lord.
And it will. It'll be just like it was with this, as we've said many times. It'll go right to the thing. It won't be the things you do that's right and all that, but the Word will always seek out and find the thing that's the problem.
That's right.
I think that would be mentioned. We all have that little something, that little box.
That's right.
We all have that little box that wants to spoil the mind.
Right.
And we know that even within the confines, in the frame of the message, there is a falling away to take place.
Right.
Well, I ask you, how does that falling away take place? He mentioned it. It's one step at a time. Just one little thing at a time.
Right.
So that lack of prayer that's in the midst of the people. Where's the end of that road? If Satan wants to take you down a road where you stop praying, you stop reading your Bible, you stop listening to tapes, you stop listening to your preacher, you stop listening to mom and dad, where's that road going to take you? Because there's an end to it.
That's right.
Satan wants you to think, well, it's okay. It's like Brother Ram told about his mother having that dream. And in that dream, Brother Ram was preaching this three steps, justification, sanctification, Baptist, Holy Ghost, up to a highway that went up into heaven. And a woman said, I can get up on there and I can walk that highway with high heel shoes on. And she jumps right up there and tries to head up that way and fell off, screaming and falling into the pits of the flames. Brother Ram said, her screaming and crying. And see, he said, see, the daughters of Zion at the end time.
Yeah.
So see, these Satan gets in even to the message churches.
Right.
And he gets in there and injects people with an idea that this doesn't apply to me. I'm okay. I can do this and I can still make it. That's what he does. So this falling away, when Brother Branham said, get back in line, how did they get out of line? How was they getting out of line? They was watching that other church. That church that was going over the hill down into the pits, and they got to looking at that other group, beginning to want to be like that other church that's got all the glory and the fame and the Hollywood and everything that they have, instead of staying in line, marching onward Christian soldiers to the Word. That's why they were getting out of line. So you see, we're not immune to these things. This brother comes here tonight and preaches to us to call our attention to the fact that we still need to be very mindful of who is our leadership. And our leadership is not an iPhone. It's not an Android, if that's what you have. It's not what it is. It's just like any other thing. It can be used for good. But it's a trap of the devil if you don't have it under control. I've said here at the church many times, you know, Hollywood, Brother Ram told us, Hollywood, Satan invaded the United States and through Hollywood, right? And he talks about how that everything migrated westward through justification. And get all the way, and he said, he gets to the West Coast, and all that filth has just come out here to the West Coast, and there's a barrier there. He called it a spiritual screen and different things, but all that sin and all that filth has come roaring out there in the West Coast like you just go right off in the water. But there's a wall there, and it can't. And so it just piles up and heaps up and heaps up, and it's all just... And right there on the West Coast, right up in that sickening environment, rises up Facebook and Twitter, Silicon Valley, and that's where your phone's tied to, and that's where your social media's tied to.
Right.
We really need to think about these things. Because it's the thing that is the problem. The leadership. Oh, we come to church, we pay our tithes, we rejoice in the prophet. What about the little thing? That's what the brother's talking about tonight. The little thing that comes along and wants to make a difference. Where it just ruins you. And so, what is it that we're having trouble letting go of? Think about it. We all know what we struggle with.
That's right.
And And where's that road going to end?
Come on, brother.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now's the time to get off the road.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
And get back. And stop traveling down that way.
Exactly right.
If not tonight, when? Because if we're going down that wrong highway, a little bit further, I want tonight. Next thing you know, you're going to fall off the end of that road. There's an end to it. So tonight's the night to make a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ right now on the basis of His Word, which is right. Then this heaven and earth will pass away, but that Word will still be remaining. And if our attitude does not line up with that Word, then we're going to pass away. But we will live forever throughout eternity if we are lined up in that Word. We become that Word and we are that Word. I know we're predestinated to be that. But every thought, every imagination, everything that's contrary to that gospel, it's got to be cast down. And we have to line ourselves up because it will stop us on that day. It will happen. You know, the news media, they don't like the president that the American people put up there, and I don't want to get into politics, but they take these and they'll come up with a story that's absolutely wrong, and they throw it against the wall and see if it'll stick. They'll publish it out there because nobody's going to tell them not to. They'll throw it out there and see if they can get traction with the public with it. And if they do, they need to run with it. See what kind of damage they can do. But you know what? If I put grease all over that wall over there, I won't say grease, I'm going to say oil. I can throw something on it, ain't going to stick. Satan wants to throw stuff on you and stick it to you so that when you come to rapture morning, you got something sticking on you that's going to hinder you. But if you're covered with the oil, the Spirit, it won't stick. Now let me tell you, we have plenty of mistakes. We have plenty of problems. But you realize when Satan throws that at you and you fall for that, that if you just repent, falls off. He can't make it stick to you. He can't make it. Because listen, as he said, he quoted scriptures. That real person inside him, that real person inside you, if it's of God, it never has sinned. You can't pin anything on it.
That's right.
Because if that guy inside come from God, is going back to God, when Satan throws something on it, the gospel has come to that person. They repent and just falls off. That is a clean vessel. And that's who you are. You're a clean vessel. You're not. But you just like we said, you just have to repent of it. Amen?
Right.
So I say tonight's a good time. Say, so you know what? Lord, I'm driving a stake in the ground. We like to do that. We really get right down to it and be truthful about it. Because, brother, we're not angels either. We're humans. We're flesh. To get right down to it, if you really think about it, we have to drive stakes in the ground every day. So, the place that says Satan, right here is where it stops.
Yes.
And so, this would be a good time. Drive a stake in the ground, Satan. I'm going to think back to this, and every time Satan tries to tell me to walk down that road I was going, I'm going to say, you know what? I went right back to the beginning, and I drove a stake in the ground, and I'm not going this way anymore. But you see, free moral agent. You got to make that choice. God has given us all the tools that we need in this glorious passage to go into a rapture. But there's an element of you. What are you going to do with that word? Are you going to let that word be your leadership? Amen? I thank God for what He gave us tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I really do.
Amen.
He mentioned there a little while ago, he said, you know, one word. One word. N-O-T. In programming, in electronics, in logic, the word N-O-T means to take something and make it the opposite. So if it's a 1, it makes it a 0. And if it's a 0, it makes it a 1. Or if it's a high voltage, it makes it no voltage. Or if it's no voltage, it makes it a voltage. So it just takes it and they call it not. And there are circuits that do this, electronics and things like that. Not. You shall not die. Satan tried to, he used this not, and he said, you'll not die. He tried to tell her that you're going to live. Didn't work. don't let Satan feed you a lot. We laugh about it sometimes in camp when you split wood and stuff like that. You can't split a knot, hardly. And I say to brothers, you know why they call it a knot? Because you're not going to split it. But that's it. Stay away from the knots.
That's right.
Let me just say this thing this way. In Him, all things are yea and amen.
Amen.
Right? There's no knots in Him. All things are yea and amen. And I'm on a hush because I'll preach. I'll just take right off and keep right on going. When you get in the midst of truth, right, it just does something to you. And so, let's just worship just a little bit. I want to turn the service to Brother Tim. I know he's kind of, he needs rest once in a while too, because we work him around here. But anyway, I'm going to let him, he won't be so much on the spot now that, you know, he can rest while he sings and worships or whatever. But, you know, sometimes you just dig a hole and you just dig it deeper. But anyway, I love her, brother. But he asked me to do songs tonight because he wanted to rest a little bit. And now here it is, I'm trying to get him to do it. But anyway, brother.
I feel.